Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me, right? Okay. What we're going to do today is go. Last time, several people suggested that I should go word by word, sentence by sentence of these bhashyas, so that you know, they get a good feeling. Okay. I'm going to start with the Shankara Bhashya from the introduction itself. The first sentence is Ishavasyam ityadayo mantraha karmasu anivyuktaha tesham akarma sheshasya atmanaha yathatmya prakashakatvat. What it means is this mantra starting from Ishavasya, which are actually in the Vajasaneya Samhita, the 40th chapter of the Vajasaneya Samhita. These mantras, karmasu anivyuktaha, they cannot be applied to karma or action. Tesham akarma sheshasya atmanaha yathatmya prakashakatvata. That means these mantras refer to, have their subject basically to Atman. Atman is nishkriya. That means he has no action, he cannot act, according to Shankaracharya. Tesham akarma sheshasya atmanaha yathatmya prakashakatvat. Yathatmya means these mantras basically enlighten us about the nature of Atman. And this Atman has nothing to do with karma. Hence, these mantras cannot be applied to the karma kanda or the yajna yagadi issues. Yathatnyam cha atmanaha shuddhatva apapa vidhatva ekatva nityatva ashariratva sarvagatatvadi vakshyamanam. The next sentence is the nature of Atman is shuddhatva, that is purity, apapa vidhatva, that is it cannot be subject to sin at all, ekatva, Atman is one only, nityatva, Atman is eternal, ashariratva, Atman has no body or nothing, no relation to a body, sarvagatatva, Atman is omnipresent, ityade vakshamanam, and so on, which are going to be said in the later mantras. I think it is 7 and 8. Tatcha, if there is any question, please stop me, okay? Yes. Okay. Oh, should I do a global mute?
Yeah.
And then I will take the mute off when I want to, when I ask a question, okay? All right? Okay. Is global mute is star 5 or what?
7.
Star 7?
You have to do it twice.
What should I do? Okay. I should do just star 7?
Yeah. Just Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
Hello? Keshwa? Can you hear me now?
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Can you hear me now?
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Hello, Keshwa.
Yeah.
So when I put it back, now, you know, it will go into global mute, right? Okay. Okay, I will do it twice.
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Okay, now. I'll go ahead and stop where, where I feel that there may be a need for a question. Tatcha karmana virudhyate iti युक्तः एव एषां कर्मसु अविनियोगः. The nature of Atman is against, the nature of Atman is against karma. It has nothing to do with karma. So, yukta eva esham karmasu aviniyogaha. These mantras cannot be even applied to karmas at all. Hence, that is right. Nahi evam lakshanam atmanaha yathatmyam utpadyam vikaryam apyam samskaryam kartra bhoktra rupam va yena karma sheshata syat. This, the nature of Atman is nothing, it is not something which is created. Na utpadyam. It is not vikaryam. That means it is not, it does not undergo change. Atman does not undergo change at all. It is not something to be attained because it's ever existent. Samskaryam. It is not something to be purified. It is ever pure. And it is neither in the form of kartra, samskar, kartra bhoktra rupam va. That means it is not in the form of agent. It is not a karta. It is not a doer. Bhoktra rupam, it is not a bhokta, or it does not, is not an enjoyer. Yena karma sheshata syat. If a thing is that which can be, which is created, or that gets modified, or that it is attained, or that is purified, or it is, it could be a, an actor, karta, or an enjoyer, then that person can be asked to work. That can be, that person is subject to action. But this Atman is not subject to action at all. Sarvasam Upanishadam Atmayathatmya Nirupanenaiva Upakshayate. The all the Upanishads have basically end up finally in stating the true nature of Atman. That is the goal of all the Upanishads. Gitanam Mokshadharmanam cha evam paratvate. So even in Gita, Moksha Dharma and other classics, this information is clearly stated. Tasmat Atmano anekatva kartratva bhoktratvadi cha ashuddhatva papaviddhatvadi cha upadaya lokabuddhi siddham karmani vihitani. Hence, in this Upanishad, basically it is assumed that ordinary people, the lay folk, will not know this purity or the nature of Atman. Hence, it's assumed that there are multiple souls. And it's assumed that Atman is the agent, karta. It's assumed that the Atman is an enjoyer. And assumed that Atman is ashuddha, or not pure. And it is subject to sin, and sin and punya papa. So, punya papa, achuddhatva, papa vidhatvadi chopadaya, lokabuddhi siddham, karmani vihitani. So the karmas in the Vedas were basically prescribed assuming that people are just lay people. So most people do not understand the nature of Atman. They think that they are the doers, they are the enjoyers. They think that they are they have duties to do and all these things. Hence, yajna, yaga and different kinds of karmas were prescribed in the Shastras for just ordinary people or lay people only, who are known as Ajnanis. Yohi karma phalena arthi drishtena brahmavarchasadina adrishtena swargadina cha dvijatiraham na kanatva kubjatvadi anadhikara prayojaka dharmavan iti atmanam manyate so adhikriyate karmasu iti hi adhikara vido vadanti. This needs to be clearly understood here. a person who wants something in life, that means he wants the fruit of actions. He may go for some fruit, say, what is visible to us, brahmavarchas, that means brilliant look. So by practicing Vedas, Yajnas and all those things, one can get brahmavarchas by doing Mahi Surjo, Brajo, Dadatu. You remember in the Samhita Dana and all these mantras, Mahi Medham, Mahi Prajam, Mahi Surjo, Brajo, Dadatu. All this, Indra, let Indra give me that, let Surya give me this one, let Surya give me the power of brilliance and all those things. So people who want some effects of karma will do all these actions. Adrishtena, also some people do for unknown, unseen effects, like Swarga, which is not seen here in this Martyaloka. And Swarga, Dvijatiraham, some people think that, oh, I am a Brahmin, or I am a Dvija. Dvija means I could be a Kshatriya, Brahmana, or Vaishya. And I have the capacity to do the actions prescribed in the Vedas. That means I'm not a blind person or something. I don't have very short hands. So I have a good body and my eyes are working. So I can pick up the yajna, yaga, the activities. I can do the activities needed for such yajna, yaga and all those things. Adhikara prayojaka dharmavan. Iti atmanam manjate. So people think that, oh, I have all the capacities and the qualifications to do yajna, yaga and all those things. Hence, I can do the karmas prescribed in the Vedas. Moreover, I am interested in the fruits of those karmas. So why not? I will do it. So for such people who are fruit-oriented, goal-oriented, the Vedas have prescribed for ordinary people, lay folk, such karmas. This is clearly explained according to the people who know adhikara, adhikara vido vadanti. That means in the Mimamsa Shastra, in the Jaimini Mimamsa Shastra and all those things, karma adhikara is explained. Who is capable, who is qualified to do karma? Such qualifications have been explained. So such information is clear to those who know the Mimamsa Shastra. Let me unmute now and then ask, see if people understood what I said.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
So, are there any questions? Can you hear all these things properly?
Yes.
Okay, any questions?
No.
So, can I go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. Hello? I'll go ahead with the bhashya now. Tasmad ete mantraha atmanaha yathatmya prakashanena atma vishayam swabhavikam ajnanam nivartayantaha shoka mohadi samsara dharma vichitti sadhanam atmaikatvadi vijnanam utpadayanti iti eva muktaha adhikarya abhideya sambandha prayojanana mantrana sankhepato vyakhyasyamaha. Shankaracharya says, hence, the Vedas have never said in anywhere that there are multiple atmas or atman is a karta, atman is a bhokta, etc. according to Shankaracharya. Hence, these mantras are basically to explain the true nature of Atma and to destroy the natural ignorance right within us, which makes us not understand the true nature of Atman. And such knowledge will give us escape from fear, sadness and other samsara dharma, other difficulties of samsara here. Hence, this is prescribed through atmaikatvadi vijnana. That means it will, this jnana, when understood properly, will give us the idea of one Atman. And such jnana is explained to all of us by Shankaracharya based on the qualifications, based on what information is valid for what what person with what kind of qualifications. Abhideya sambandha prayojanan. Abhideya means that which is to be attained, that is atmajnana. Sambandha means the relation, and prayojana means the value. Prayojana means basically atmajnana is itself prayojana, or mukti is prayojana. Attainment of salvation is prayojana here. And the sambandha is, that means whatever knowledge which is being imparted here has the capacity to destroy ajnana. That is why this information is important. And adhikari means the person who is qualified to understand this. This is the introduction given by Shankaracharya. And let me unmute for a second and ask a question if everything is... Hello, any questions? Hello?
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. So, can I go to the mantra portions?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the first mantra of the Upanishad is Ishavasya Midagam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjitha Magridaha Kasya Svidhanam. Now I am going to read Shankara Bhashya for this. Isha, Eatte Iti Eat Tena Isha, Ishte. Ishte means basically the person who rules. And that is why the word eat is based on that dhatu, the word eat is there. Tena Isha, by that Ishvara, by that ruling power, is the meaning of this. Isha Vasyam Idam, Ishita Parameshwaraha Paramatma Swarvasya. Here, Ishita means Parameshwara. Parameshwara means basically that highest ruler, and Paramatma is same as Atma. Here this Paramatma, Ishvara, everyone is just one for Shankaracharya, that is Atman only, the pure Atman only. Sahi sarvam ishte sarvajantunam atmasan pratyekatmataya. This Atma is one Atma for all beings. Sarvajantu, whatever may be the being, there is only one Atma. And he is known to be the ruler because he is the basis for this universe. Tena svena rupena atmana ishavasyam achchadaniyam. By their own original swarupa, atmana means their the atma swarupa. By the atma swarupa, achchadaniyam, that means something should be, the world should be covered up. Here, Isha Vasyam, the word Vasyam is taken by Shankaracharya as something to be covered up, like some cover up somebody with a cloth, so to envelop something. That's the meaning of Vasyam here. Achhadaniyam kim idam sarvam yatkincha yatkinchit jagatyam prithivyam jagate tat sarvam. This whole universe, this prithvi and everything, has to be covered up. By what? Sarvam svena atmana, by the our own self, which is the Isha, pratyagatmataya. Pratyagatma means aham eva idam sarvam. Basically, with the notion that I am this whole universe, with this kind of a pure notion and understanding of Ishvara and self, we should cover up the rest of this world, cover up everything by that one ruling notion that I am Atman, according to Shankaracharya. Iti paramartha satya rupena anrutam idam sarvam characharam achhadaniyam paramatmana. Iti paramartha satya rupena, the absolute truth is one, that is Atman only. Using the absolute truth, cover up the untruth in this world, which is all the various movable and immovable entities in this world. Achhadaniyam, you have to cover up by the oneness of Atman, with one Atman, you forget basically that is not important. How? Yatha Chandanagar Agarvadehe Udakadi Sambandha Klesh Sambandha Ja Kledadijam Upadhikam Daurgandhyam Tatsvarupa Nigharshanena Achadyate Svena Paramarthikena Gandhena Tadvedevahi Swatmani Adhyastam Swabhavikam Kartritva Bhuktritvadi Lakshanam Jagat Dvaitarupam Jagatyam Prithivyam. So what it means is, he gives an example of Chandana. Chandana is basically a good smelling scent. Because of the perspiration and everything for human beings, automatically they, but for natural reason, they get perspiration. And if they smear Chandana on their bodies, the perspiration, whatever bad smell which comes out of perspiration, is taken away by the Chandana smell. So, like that, this Chandana is this beautiful knowledge of Atman or the Paramatma. And the Durgandha or the bad things in our knowledge is this natural Kartritva, that is doership, thinking that I am the doer, and Bhoktritva, thinking the natural feeling that I am enjoying this world. All this nature and this difference in this world, Dvaita Rupam Jagat, the difference between the seen and the seer, the difference between the object and the subject, all this kind of difference, this has to be removed. The sense of difference should be removed by the sense of the notion of I am everything. Jagatyam iti upalakshanarthatvat sarvameva namarupakhyam vikarajatam praparamartha satyatma bhavanaya tyaktam syat. Jagatyam means iti upalakshanarthatvat. Jagatyam means, all this world means, it's only given as an example. Really speaking, what is meant is everything, whatever you see in this world, whatever has a name, whatever has a form, whatever, all this activity, all these activities, everything included. Paramartha vikara jatam paramartha satyatma bhavanaya, what is the absolute truth? The existence of only one and only one thing. Using that truth, completely give up everything else, because the other things are just bad sense, bad scent. Evam Ishvaratma Bhavanaya Yuktasya Putradi Ishanatraya Sanyase Eva Adhikaro Nakarmasu. If once a person gets this divine knowledge that I am that Ishvara, I and the Ishvara are the one. For such a person of divine knowledge, Putradi Ishanatraya, the three major diseases of human being, which is Putra Ishana, that is need and liking to have kids. Putra Ishana, Vitta Ishana, need and liking to have wealth. Greed for wealth, actually. Lokaishana, that is need to have fame. So people go after all these three vices. One has to give up all these three vices. Or in other words, a person who has the knowledge of that he is the Atman, and who can understand and who can perceive this one Atman in everything, that person is not, will not go into the, or will not have these three vices. He would have given up all these three vices. And such a person should only take sannyasa, which is a vehicle through which one can attain eternity. And one should not be, he is not forced by the shastras to do actions. The action is for one person who is a samsari, who has a family, or who has some relationship, who thinks that I have duties to my parents, I have duties to my people, I am bound, I am a king, so I need to take care of my subjects, I am a company owner, so I need to take care of my company. So all this kind of association with a person, associations that I am this, I am that, is basically an error according to Shankaracharya. That comes because of the ajnana. In other words, Shankaracharya's definition of a jnani is very, 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 very high. Most people come under the area of ajnanis or anadhikaris. So this is the first mantra of the Shankaracharya, and this is not the complete complete explanation yet. He has a few more sentences to go. If you have any doubts, let me open the bridge for questions if you have.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Any questions? Yeah, what is it? They feel that they are the doer. There was a question here. If people are in the ordinary life, like having family, kids and everything like that, do we assume that such a person has the notion of doership? Yes, of course. They feel that they are the doer. They have to do so many things. They feel that the duty is theirs. Any other question? I hope I am saying something okay. Everybody is quiet. Okay. Let me get to the right mode and get back to some more sentences here.
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
Okay, let me continue with Shankar Bhashya here. Tena, this is the second line of the Upanishad. What is the second line? The first line is Ishavasya Midagam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagate. The second line is Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magradaha Kasya Svit Dhanam. For this, Shankaracharya says, Tena Tyaktena Tyagena Ityartaha. The word Tyakta means the objects which have been given up. The objects which have been given up by a person. So, that meaning doesn't sound right. Because if something is given up, like say, Nahi Tyakto Mrutaha Putro Bhrityova. Suppose something is given up. Or somebody is dead. Whatever, the dead person is not going to come for any use for us. So that is not the real meaning of this word Tyakta here in the Upanishad. According to Shankaracharya, Tyakta should be taken as Tyaga. In the Vedas, the language of the Sanskrit is very, very distinct and different. So you have to modify a little bit to understand, to make it perceivable to the modern usage actually. Tyagena means giving up. So tena tyaktena bhunjitaha means, hence, protect bhunjitaha according to Shankaracharya is palayetaha. Palayetaha means protect yourself. Hence, protect yourself by tyaga. Tyaga means giving up. Evam tyakta ishanastvam magradaha. Gridim akamsham makarshihi dhana vishayam. Evam tyakteshana vishastvam means having given up the interest or the liking for having kids, having more wealth or having fame. One should not go after money, or one should not go after somebody else's wealth. Gridim akanksham makarshihi dhanavishayam. Don't go after wealth. Svit iti anarthako nipataha. Kasya svit, the word kasya svit in that, svit is not a useful nipata. The ending is unnecessary, that is. Kasya is only the real meaning. Kasya means whose. Kasya svit dhanam iti akhyepartaha. Athava magradaha kasmat kasya svit dhanam. Whose wealth is that? If you know, everything else is covered up by Atman, or Atman is only existing reality, where is the wealth? What are you going to do? There's nothing else to go after. Na kasyachit dhanamasti yat gridhyeta. There is no wealth to be attained at all. There is no wealth. Why? Everything is Atman only. And once Atman is attained, there is nothing to be attained. Atmaiva idam sarvam is a quote from the Chandogya Upanishad. It says this, all this is verily Atman. Iti Ishvara bhavanaya sarvam tyaktam. Knowing that everything is Atman, everything else was given up. Ataha Atmana eva sarvam, hence everything belongs to Atman only. Atmaivacha sarvam, hence everything is verily Atman. Atho mithya vishayam gridim makarshihi tyartaha. Hence don't go after unreal things. Mithya vishaya, everything else is just unreal. This is the explanation of the first verse of Ishavasya Upanishad according to Shankaracharya. Let me change the mode here.
Conversation mode is on.
Is the information here clear?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will go to the Vedanta Deshikas Bhashya now. Is it okay? I will go to the introduction of Vedanta Deshikas Bhashya now. Now we have cleared the Shankara Bhashya on the first verse. The verse from Vedanta Deshika, he gives a introduction to the Ishava Upanishad Bhashyam in a slightly different way. He has got a few poems at the beginning of the Ishava Upanishad Bhashyam, and later on he has a prose form. The poem is about 4 or 5 stanzas. Let me read that to you. Yena avasyam idam sarvam chetana chetanatmakam Vishuddha Sadgunavgham Tam Vasudevam Upasmahe Sarveshanaha Sahajamahima Sarvabhutantaratma Sarvandosham Swayamathitapan Sarvavidyaika Vedyaha Karma Adyakshaha Kalushashamanaha Kopi Muktopabhogyaha Siddhopayaha Spuratipurusho Vajinam Samhitante. Let me explain to you what this means. Yena Vasyamidam Sarvam Chetana Chetanatmakam. Here, the view is slightly different. Vedanta Deshika says that there is a God who is the Ishvara, or a one all-powerful being. And this whole universe, which consists of conscious and the unconscious, that is matter and souls, is ensouled by this super soul called Paramatma, who lives in this universe. That means he is omnipresent. This God is omnipresent in this world, and he has filled himself in this universe, which is made of matter and souls. Vishuddha Sadgunavgham, he is Vishuddha, that means he is pure, that Lord. Sadgunavgham means he has innumerable good qualities. Tam Vasudevam Upasmahe, I pray to that Lord Vasudeva. Sarveshanaha, that means he is the Lord of all. Sahaja Mahima, he has a natural fame, natural power. That means he did not work to get the power. He didn't do the tapas he didn't do the penance to get there. He was always endowed with the fame and power. Sarvabhutantaratma, he is the ensouler, the controller, and a support for all the beings. Sarvan Doshan Swayam Atitapan, he destroys all doshas or blemishes. Sarva Vidyaika Vedyaha, all the vidyas in the Upanishads, there are 32 vidyas in the Upanishads, all the vidyas in the Vedas and everything indicate or explain only one thing, that is that Paramatman. Karmadyakshaha, he is the overseer of all activities. He is the giver of all the fruits of actions. Kalusha Shamanaha, he destroys evil. destroys impurity. Kopi Muktopabhogya, he is to be experienced and he is to be enjoyed in the moksha or in the mukti state. So if one gets salvation according to Vedanta Deshika, he will experience that blissful Paramatman in moksha. Siddhopayaha, this Lord is an eternally available cure to the problems of this universe. He is the eternally available pathway who can lead us to the moksha. Siddhopayaha, Spurati Purushaha, such a wonderful being is shining at the end of the Vajasaneya Samhita of the Shukla Yajurveda, which is nothing but this Ishavasya Upanishad. Ishavasya Midam Sarvam Ityadi Anuchyate Shishyam Prati Guru Retate Brahma Vidya Anushasanam. This Ishavasya Upanishad, according to Vedanta Deshika, is the explanation of such a wonderful information, Vedantic truth, from a Guru Acharya to a Shishya. Usually the Brahma Vidyas can be only taught by an able teacher to the right kind of a candidate. And here in the Upanishad it is done so. Samhitodahritam sarvam viniyoga pratakvataha vidyartam syaditi vyangtum nibandosya tadantataha. See, the 39 chapters of Vajasaneya Samhita was more towards karmakanda. That means yajna, yaga, and all the associate ancillary information was given in these kind of places, in this earlier chapters. But this mantra, even though it can be used in a yajna form, but it has the nature of vidya, or the upasana, or the brahma vidya, or the nature of Brahman is explained here. Hence it is given in the end of the karmakanda. But this is still in the karmakanda though, but it is at the end of the karmakanda. Now I read the mantras according to Vedanta Deshika. Ishavasya midam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjitaha magradaha kasya svidhanam. This is the original mantra. Let me read his bhashya. Tatra prathamam adichikara ishitasya. That means in bracket, achid vikara adhishtitasya swatantra atma brahmadi parijihirshaya sarvasya paramapurushayatta swarupasthiti pravritti tvam abhipretya aha ishavasyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagatiti. So this information is given to an appropriate adhikari who might have some problems, such as swatantratma brahma. That means beings in this world constantly go with the feeling that I am independent. Oh, nobody can touch me. I am independent. This is the nature of human beings. So this kind of a brahma or illusion is there for most people. They don't think that there is a God who exists. They don't think that they are being controlled by a God. Nobody controls me. This is the way people think usually. To remove such ignorance in most people, this information is given that everything in this universe is dependent on that great ruler of all, that is the God, Paramapurusha. And even for their existence, Swarupa, that means just existence of beings. Swarupa means the form, actually. Form of a soul, or form of a body, or form of anything material like a sun, moon, God, whatever it is. That Swarupa, Sthiti means functioning and existence in continuity. That is, for us to exist, or for the body, or the external world to exist and continue in operation continuously, even that depends on God. Swarupa pravrtitvam abhipretya. Keeping this in mind, the Upanishads is started here. And it says, Ishavasyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagate. This whole universe is permeated by that one very the great Lord, Isha. Idam tat pramana siddham ishvara vyatiriktam chit ajidatmakam. What does the term idam mean here according to Vedanta Deshika? This world. What is that combination of soul and matter? Souls and matter. Idam tat pramana siddham. What pramana? It is clear in the pramana. That is, Vedas clearly say that Paramatma exists. Ishvara vyatiriktam. That means idam shabda here is basically not Ishvara. Idam shabda is the chit and achit, that is matter and souls. All this universe, which is assumed to be separate from Lord, that is the matter and souls, are basically ensouled by this very Lord. That is the meaning here. Isha. In the next sentence, Vedanta Deshika says, Jna agnyau dvav ajau ishanishau ityadishu jivad atyanta vilakshanataya prakhyatena sarvaniyantra purushottamena vasyam vyapyam ityartaha. This universe, there is a mantra called Jna agnyau. Jna agnyau means one is a knower, one is an ignorant person. Dvav, that means there are two. Isha Nishav, one is a ruler, one is one which is being ruled. So this is the nature of this universe. Hence, by such statement, it's very clearly said that there is a jiva who is a soul who is very, verily different from this Sarvaniyanta, all-powerful, all-controlling Purushottama, or the Supreme Lord of the universe, who is known as Vasudeva. And such Vasudeva lives in this universe, permeating it completely. Sarvadhare swasmin svena vasaniyam. Sarvadhare means he is the adhara for everything. That is, under his, he is the basis, he is the substrate of everything. Swasmin svena vasaniyam. In him, he has given home to all this universe and he lives within it also. Smaryate he, given here. Smaryate means it's remembered here. Sarvatra so samastam cha vasatyatreti vayataha tatasa vasudeveti vidvadbihi paripatyate. There is a quote here. I think it is from a Vishnu Purana. Sarvatra so samastam cha, everywhere here and permeating everything, there is a person called Vasudeva. Hence he is known as Vasudeva. That means he lives here. Jagatyamiti lokantaranam upalakshanam. Sometimes may say, oh, there are so many lokas, atala, vitala, sutala, patala, and swarga, maharloka, taparloka, janoloka, satyaloka, all these things. It doesn't matter. The word jagatya means everything is included. All universes, whatever you can think of. Jagat swarupataha dharmataha va anyathatvam gachyat bhogya bhoktaru rupam vastu jatam. The word jagat means by nature and by form and nature, this universe is variegated in different forms, like bhokta, the souls are the enjoyers. Bhoktru, bhogyam means that which is being enjoyed, that is matter which is being enjoyed, and the enjoyers are the souls. Like that, There is difference in this universe. And everything is known as Jagat. Atadatmakam kinchidapi nasti iti dradahitum yatkincha iti visheshyate. There is nothing in this universe which is not ensouled by the Lord. That is why the word yatkincha jagatyam, it says, that means everything in this universe is verily ensouled by the Lord. Indriyani mano buddhi sattvam dejo balam drutihi vasudevatmakanyahu khetram tat khetram khetrajnyamevacha iti upabrumhitam. This indriyas, mind, buddhi, sattva, energy, balam, all these things are ensouled by Vasudeva. This is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasudevatmakanyahu khetram khetrajnameva cha. Wait a minute. I think this, I'm confusing whether this is Bhagavad Gita or Vishnu Sahasranama. I think Vishnu Sahasranama. This is Vishnu Sahasranama. I'm sorry. Next sentence. Nanu rudihi yogam apaharati iti nyayad ishotra rudraha syat. There is an assumption here. Why can't this term Isha Vasyamidam Sarvam, why can't we name this term Isha as actually Parvati Pati Shiva? There's an assumption. Sarvadi upapada abhavacha. Further, the term Sarva is not there. When you say Sarvesha, then there may be a problem. Upanishad may say, oh, no, Rudra was born and all those things. But that's not the issue here. You can easily say this is a verse dedicated to Ishvara, who is Parvati Pati. Vedanteshika says, Mayevam. It is not like that. Karana Vishaya Akasha Pranadi Shabdavate Rudairiha Bhajitatvate. Because the subject of Karana, Sarvakaranatva, that means creatorship of everything, is indicated here in Ishavasya as well as the next mantras which are coming next. Vishaya Akasha Pranadi Shabdavate. There are a number of words in the Vedas. Akasha. Akasha refers to Brahman itself, but not just the space. Brahman itself. Like that Prana. Prana also refers to Brahman itself in the Upanishads. So, just like that, here we cannot keep Shiva or Parvatipati as the name, as the meaning for Isha. Eko havai narayana asit na brahma na ishanaha. The Mahopanishad very clearly says, Eko havai narayana asit. Only Narayana existed, nothing else existed at that time when the creation started. Na brahma, the Chaturmukha Brahma, the four-faced Chaturmukha Brahma was not there. Na Ishanaha, the Shiva, the Parvati Pati Shiva did not exist at that time. And the Mahopanishad goes further and says, Tatrakshaha Shulapanihi Ajayata, from the forehead of that Purusha, the three-eyed Shulapani Shiva came. So hence all these things are said, that Shiva was created later and there was an original God is mentioned in the Upanishads. But again, this is a very complicated subject. Let me summarize some other issues here before going to the Bhashya. When somebody says Shiva, that word can directly apply to the highest also. In Shvetashvetara, Shiva is used to use for the highest God. And in fact, Shvetashvetara, there is another word called Rudra. And Rudra refers there directly to the Parama Purusha, and who is also known as Narayana. So the term Rudra can also mean the highest. But in this Upanishad, Isha cannot mean that. That is the meaning what Vedanteshika says. Anapahata papma ahamasmi namanime dehi ityadibihi asarva karanatvena karmavashyatvena cha sampratipanne rudre sarvavasyatva sarvadharatva adehe asambhavat tadvattaya prasiddehe anavachinna aishvarye sarveshvare yogikoyam shabdaha pratyetavyaha. What? Here it means that it seems that there are verses in the Shatapatha Brahmana of the Vedas which clearly says Rudra, it seems, was born. And when he was born, he told his father, Chaturmukha Brahma, Anapahata papahasmi, I was not born out of no sin. I was born out of some sin. Hence, give me the right names so that I can meditate on those right names and attain purity, attain Brahman. In fact, there are other verses also. Swatmanam hutva Mahadevo Devadevo Babhuva. Mahadeva is also known as Shiva or Ishvara. He offered himself in a yajna once upon a time. And offering himself into a yajna, he attained the name Devadeva. That means he became the king of all the devas or suras. So hence, he is said to be a person who was born from somebody in a kalpa, and he perfected himself due to penance and austerities to go to the next level. He is Karmavashya according to the Shastras. Karmavashya means he is subject to birth and death, subject to some karma. Rudre, such a Rudra cannot be here because Sarvavasyatva, that means he cannot be ever present everywhere and he cannot be the support of everything because he was born out of something. Hence, this term cannot refer to Parvati Pati Shiva, who is the rudi meaning of Isha. Yadyapi prasiddha van nirdesha abhavat akashadi vakya vaishamyam tathapi aindri nyayat viruddhartha vishyatayiva rudibhangopapattihi nachatra sarvatvam adhikarikam iti nyayah sankochadrishtehe. Basically what it's saying is, it refers to something known as Aindri Nyaya. Let us not go very deep into it because it will go into some other Vedic meanings. The main issue here is, the Shiva word cannot refer to Rudra who was created. It refers to only the ultimate ruler. Nachatra sarvatvam adhikarikam iti nyaya sankocha adrishtehe. And sarvatva, the word sarva is not used here. Even though it is not used here, Isha means he is the ruler of everything. So, yatkincha jagatyam jagat makes sure that such a vast realm is assigned to the rulership of this word Isha. That means he is the all-powerful, all-ruler. Pravaheshwara anekeshwara pakshautu traikalika sarva nirvahaka ishwara pratishtapakaihi pramanaihi pratyudav. There are some people called Nayayakas. Nayayakas means people who derive the word, the truths, using only hetu or logic. They don't believe in the Vedas. They basically believe in logic. So they try to establish the nature of Lord by logic, saying that look, I am seeing a computer here. Somebody should have done this computer. So I am seeing this wonderful world, which is working like a clock, and with so many things happening, there's some kind of a geometry in this, the regularity in this universe, and somebody should be the ruler of this world, somebody should be the creator. So based on such logic, they try to derive the nature of Lord, but that is not correct. Logic cannot completely determine what that Lord is. For example, whether the same Lord is there, or whether there are two or three lords, one after the other, one lord goes away and the other lord comes in. All these kind of questions cannot be answered in just logic. So the Vedas clearly say that there is only one ruler who is eternal, and he is not a guy, he is not a post taken by some being to get there. It is not a post like a president where you elect a new president and some, you know, he goes away. All these things don't happen. Ataha Patim Vishvasya Atma Ishwaram Ityadi Prasiddha Anyadhi Naishwaryam. So the Upanishads say further, there is other Upanishads which says Patim Vishvasya Atma Ishwaram. He is the overlord of everything. He is not dependent on anybody for his power. Yosa Asau Purushaha Iti Anubandhishyamanam Brahma Ishana Janaka Taya Anyatha Siddha Vakya Nirdharitam Yesha Sarvabhutantaratma Apahata Patma Divyo Deva Ekonarayana Ityadishu Sarvantaryamitvena Prakhyatam. There is another Upanishad called Subala Upanishad. In that very clearly it says, Yesha Sarvabhutantaratma. This person is the inner Lord, inner controller of everything. Apahata Patma. That means who he has no sin, and no sin can bind him. Divyaha, he is divine. Devaha, it is God. Eko Narayanaha, that person is known as Narayana. The term Narayana is nothing but Naraha Ayanam Yasya, where all the beings are born, from which everything is born. to which everything goes and submerges itself in pralaya, and which is maintained by every this person. This definition, this is known as the fundamental definition of Narayana or the Lord. So this is the term Narayana mentions to a particular person and not just a definition only. It's just not a definition. It is a particular person, because Vedas say that he is a particular person according to Vedanta Deshika. And such a person is defined in the Vedas as the creator of everything, the preserver and maintainer of everything, and the destroyer of everything. That he is one person.
Ityadishu sarvantaryamitvena prakhyatam tatayeva sa brahma sa shivaha ityadishu vibhutibhutanam brahma shiva indradinam vishvamevedam purushaha ityatra vishvasyeva vishvasya eva visheshyatya yuktam narayanameva sarvasya avasam isham vaktum uchitam etad vakya miti anya rudhi prasanga sahita samasta pada adhyayana anabhijna shrotriya chodya upalambena.
What it means is this whole universe is this, verily this person Narayana. And Sabrahma, Sachivasendraha, there is also a verse called the same Brahman is that same Narayana. In the Narayana Upanishad it says that he is Shiva, he is Brahma, he is Indra. That means that he is the power behind everything. So the term Narayana here refers to the highest being as explained. That's all is the meaning here. Evam mumukshoho
Can we finish three more or four or five sentences and then finish the class today? Then I will finish the first verse according to Vedanta Deshika. Let me ask you a question. What is happening? Hello? Can we finish the next four sentences, or are we out of time? We are up with time, so 7:04 already now. Okay, any questions till now? Any questions? Okay, is it okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay? Alright then, can I continue with this few sentences? See, okay. Okay, evam mubukshoho ishvara paratantriya bodham utpadhya vairagya bhushitam vrittim upadishati. Basically what Vedanta Deshika says is, a person who wants salvation, he understands that he is dependent on the Lord. He is not independent. And once he knows that he is dependent on the Lord, he gets vairagya. That means he is not interested in this bodily world. He is not interested in this external world of matter.
Vairagya bhushitam vrittim upadishati tena tyaktena bhunjitaha magrataha kasya svit dhanamiti.
Such a person who wants salvation should not covet, should not like, should not go after somebody else's wealth.
Tena jagata bhogya da brahma vishyena.
So this world is assumed to be something for the enjoyment of jivas. This is not for the enjoyment of the jivas. The real lord of this world is actually that very lord, Isha. Hence, this is not us. This is not for us. This is not owned by us.
Tena tyaktena.
That means, don't think that this world is an object of enjoyment only meant for you.
Dosha bhuyastva means this world is full of difficult blemishes.
What are the problems in this world? Dukkhamulam. It creates sorrow only. Whatever we experience finally ends up in sorrow. Dukkhamishram. We think that we are enjoying. Suppose you have a beautiful, wonderful sweet. Before the sweet gets into the, gets into the mouth, you suddenly think that, oh my God, this might create diabetes for me. Something like that. Dukkhamishram. So while enjoying also, you feel that there's always some kind of sorrow. Dukkhodarkam. That means it contains sadness. Asthiram. It is very temporal. You think that you get money, and suddenly after a few days that money may not stay, or somebody may come after the money. So whatever we achieve here is very transient. Alpam, we think that this is big. Even if you get a big thing, that big thing becomes very small thing because that's not usable. It becomes so. All the things we get here is alpa only. Dehatmadhi mulam, that means all the experiences in this world basically force us to think in a way that this body is me. We try to protect our body. We try to think that, oh, I'm beautiful. I'm like this. All this ajnana, ignorance comes here. And so this world propagates such ignorance. That means thinking that the body itself is soul. Daya prapta virodhicha. Basically, whatever it comes, it goes away. What you achieve is not here. So even this happens to Kaivalya or other states, we want to go after Swarga or something which is unseen. Even that is transient. Everything in this universe, whether it's in this loka or Devaloka or Swargaloka, Pataloka, it doesn't matter. They are only transient. This is the meaning. So dosha bhuyastva darshanate parityaktena upalakshitaha san bunjitaha. Ignore this. Upeksha means don't pay attention to this. Don't give value to this world. Bunjitaha, enjoy. This word bunjitaha means, according to Vedanta Deshika, apratishiddha yoga dharma upayukta deha dharana matra upayikam bhoktavya vargam ityartha prakaranabhyam siddhyati. Bunjitaha, enjoy means what? Enjoy what is apratishiddha, that means not, which is not denied by the shastras, which is not prescribed by the shastra. That means, don't, if the shastra says don't do this, follow that properly. Apratishiddha, yoga dharma upayukta. Look at this world as something which is accessory for the attainment of moksha. Use the material around you, people, material, everything, as only instruments to reach Lord. And assume, understand this world and use this world only to the extent that you just need enough material to keep your body together so that you're breathing properly. And once you just have breathing, the moment you know that you can have food on the table and you can breathe, think about God and make your goal to reach God, and don't make acquiring more wealth as a goal at all. Have very little, be happy with what you get. If you just have enough to take care of your body and your breathing to be normal, just think about God. Munjita apratishiddha, okay, and yadva sarvavasatvena prakritam niratishaya bhogyam vakshamana upayamukhena munjita heti yojyam. Thing is, since Lord exists in this universe, whatever you see in this world, it is all ensouled by the Lord. So, experience that Brahman, that ever-present Lord in everything. So, whatever you do, you think that this is the expression of the Lord. Whatever you have in this world, you think that God has Himself come here to help me out in the form of a job, in the form of some person, or in the form of a house. Whatever you experience in this universe, it's only a gift from the God. And experience God in that, not that, but just God in that. Munjitaha iti yojyam. कस्यस्वित कस्यापि बंधोः अबोन अबंधोः वा धनं माग्रदः माभिकांक्षः. डोंट टेक द वेल्थ ऑफ एनीबडी हु इज द वेल्थ और व्हाटएवर व्हिच इज ओन्ड बाय समथिंग एल्स. डोंट गो आफ्टर दैट एट ऑल. आहच यमः किंकरं प्रति परमसुहृदि इत्यारभ्य षटमति रूपयाति यो अर्थतृष्णां पुरुषपशु न वासुदेव भक्तः. पीपल इट सीम्स दैट इन वन ऑफ द पुराणास इट सेड दैट one should have friendship to the eternal friend of all, that is Lord, and go after him, that Isha is your friend, not this wealth. And who goes after this material wealth? He is a Purusha Pashuhu. He is an animal in the form of human being. Na Vasudeva Bhaktaha. Once your mind has this disease of greed, Lobha, Moha and Kama, desire, greed and anger, this disease will just take you away from the Lord. Navasudeva Bhaktaha, you will never become the devotee of Lord Vasudeva. Idam cha dhanaya aprahanam paramatma itara krishna vishaya vairagyopalakshanam. Idam means this world, this world which is all other than Lord. Magradah kasya siddhanam, don't go after anything which is other than the Lord. Constantly think about, if you're doing something, is this activity taking me towards the Lord? If it's yes, go ahead. If not, stray, modify your path and just go towards the right path. Smaryate hi paramatmani yoraktaha viraktaha aparamatmani. It said in the shastras that one person who is interested in paramatma, a person deeply attached to paramatma, is naturally far away from matter. And a person who is deeply attached to matter is naturally far away from Paramatma. So you cannot be at the same time interested in both Paramatma and matter. It is like saying somebody is near New York, hence he is far away from Los Angeles. You can't be near to both New York and Los Angeles. It's as simple as that. The Paramatma and matter are like two poles. They are far apart. You can't be near to both of them. Then goes into, there are a lot of other sub-bhashyas underneath it. It will be tough to go after all those bhashyas. This is the end of Vedanta Deshika's bhashya on the first verse. Isha vasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena punjitaha magrata kasya siddhanam. Let me unmute it. Hello? Hello?
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be...
Hello? 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 Arulia? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, any questions? I have finished what I plan to do. Any questions? Any comments? Say something.
It was very good, Krishna.
Okay. Anybody else?
And at least for me, it will take a long time to digest what you have said. So.
Okay. Anything else?
This is just a suggestion.
See, thing is, you know what, Keshwa, what happens is you have to give everybody time to think and assimilate information. If you switch the information too fast, but this is Shankara, this is Madhvacharya, this is Ramanujacharya, if you switch back, many people will get confused. We have to go slowly. Yeah, we have to even this, some people say it's not good to even mix bhashyas. If some people say you should go completely with Shankara Bhashya, the 18 mantras completely, all the whole of Ishavasya Upanishad first, and then completely understand what is said there, then come to Ramanuja Bhashya, then come to Madhva Bhashya, people say that. So we are already switching too fast, because I don't like to just keep on going on one Bhashya, because you know many people will think, oh, I want to hear some other view. Fine. What? No. Actually, see, we can. It's only 18 mantras, so we can shift. But I would not like to shift every half sentence or something like that. It's very tough to do that, Keshwa. People will get confused.
No, that's true. But what I'm saying is, if the first verse deals with an introduction or whatever topic it is dealing with, you can just based on that topic.
Why don't you do one thing? You explain to me what you mean clearly later.
Okay.
Because let's talk offline, and let me try to understand your view properly. I'm not sure. Okay. Any other question? Is this format useful? Is such a presentation useful?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do one thing. Let's stop it here, and then we'll continue with this class next time, and then I'll go to the next bhashya. Okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Huh? One minute.